Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus taught his disciples, saying, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat?' Or 'What will we drink?' Or 'What will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you please sit down? So Jesus says, "Is not life more than food? And the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air," he says. Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field." In this context, this morning, as we are baptizing Freddie, I think Jesus might as well have said, "Consider the baby in your arms," as "Consider the birds of the air," or "Consider the lilies of the field." One thing babies prove is that the body is more than clothing. Babies have to wear a lot of different kinds of clothes. They make a mess of them from time to time in various ways. And of course, babies have lovely clothes to wear. It's actually one of the pleasures of parenthood is to find nice outfits for your children to wear, particularly when they look like sort of cuddly animals of various kinds. That's all good. But babies prove to us that the body is more than clothes, because babies, they're so small, but they're so present. And when someone holds a baby in their arms, a parent or another relative, or just a friend of the family or whoever, when somebody holds a baby in their arms, like Katie's holding Freddie in her arms just now, then the baby is reminding us that our bodies are our presence in the world. They are who we are. They are our presence in the world. The clothing isn't the thing that matters. It's us that matters. Us present in the world. It's in our bodies that we are loved by others and loved by God. They prove our presence just as ourselves in the world. So Jesus might as well have said, "Consider the baby in your arms as consider the birds of the air." And babies also display a kind of freedom that the birds of the air display. Birds of the air flit around, they do their thing. They sit in the trees, they fly where they will. But babies prove that kind of freedom too, because a baby isn't worrying about how people think about the child. They're not worrying about how they're thought of. They're just getting on with being themselves. In this case, playing with a lion toy, it looks like, of some kind, a chewy lion toy. They're just being themselves, being free. Now, obviously, babies, their freedom needs to be a little bit constrained, and luckily, when they can't move around too much, that's not too difficult to constrain. When they start to move around, it becomes more difficult. And actually, parents, as you know, many of you have to then follow the baby out as they become a toddler because they want to go and stamp in the rain and things. But the point is that babies do prove in themselves a kind of freedom, just to be themselves, to exist for who they are, to act as they wish. So the baby also proves the freedom God wants us to have, just as Jesus points to the freedom of the birds in the air that they display as they flit around. And a baby is not worrying about adding a single hour to their life. In a way, the wisdom of babies is that they know that that doesn't matter. What matters is to be present now as they are in their bodies, living their free lives, not worrying about a future that, in a baby's case, they cannot imagine. They don't really know about the past, and they don't know about the future. And they are existing for themselves now, in a moment, as Jesus is reminding us we should try to exist in the moment for ourselves, like an infant does. And Jesus says, consider the lilies of the field. Now, lilies in a field will shine. Beautiful white lilies will shine in the sunlight in the field. But a baby shines far more brightly than a whole field of lilies. And if lilies are clothed more gloriously than Solomon, in a way, so is the infant, because the infant is shining with the life that God has given them. But we can also consider the parent holding the baby. Because when a parent holds a baby, their child is the focus of their existence and the focus of all their concerns. And so considering a child holding a baby also reminds us that having children really puts our lives in perspective and reminds us what is most important in life, and that love is most important in life. And when you have a baby, like Katie and David have Freddie, then that child is the focus of your concerns in this world. And I'm afraid it does remind you that as you hold the child in your arms, that you're reminded that the body is more than clothing and life more than food. We know that when we hold a child in our arms, because this is the thing that really we are concerned about. And we're not worried about adding 1 hour more to our life. We're only worried about being present with this child whom we love now. Jesus says, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. That's a phrase that I remember most days. It's a phrase which gives me real courage, actually. We all have to worry about things that we're facing tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, but to be reminded that today is the day we need to be ourselves, and it's now in this moment that we need to try and be present, is extremely important. And to hear it in these kind words from Jesus' own lips, I find a great encouragement. And what this speaks of, this last phrase that I've just used, reminds us of the immediacy and the constancy of God's love, the way in which God's love surrounds us completely. It has created us and it sustains us in being every moment of our lives. And both our readings from Romans and our reading from Matthew's Gospel, focus on God's love. And they ask us to see ourselves in the context of our past, our present, and our future, in which God will love us. God gives us understanding, sustains us and makes us who we are in our past, our present, and our future. God makes us ready for our future by readying us for the challenges that we will face. And God, we believe, will bring us to our own version of perfection. Baptism today for Freddie is about how we will help him, how his parents and godparents and the communities to which he belongs, this community and the other communities to which he will belong, how we will help him to understand his past, and what has made him who he is, and how he is called to live his life. So a key thing for baptism today is how Freddie is to understand his past. Parents and godparents specifically are here today to promise to help him to understand his past. They are expressing that commitment in this service. Today, the baptism is also about how we're going to enable Freddie to live in the present, to continue to be able to live in the present, something he's supremely good at now, because babies only live in the present. But we're going to enable him to live in the present for the rest of his life. And that's very important, something parents and godparents will help him to do. But it will enable him to love his life and to make the best of his life by being in the present, being the person he is, loving the people with whom he shares that life. And to understand through that that he is part of a community surrounded by people whom he knows and who care for him. And through this, helping him to live in the present, we will help him. He will be helped to understand that our present sufferings can and will be made sense of in the future, will be woven into a meaningful pattern. That is what baptism expresses, the belief that Freddie's life will have a meaningful pattern overall. And it's also about this service ensuring, making promises to ensure that Freddie is ready for the future. It's about enabling Freddie to hope for the things that are not seen, to make the unseen and the unimagined happen. That's what we all are called to do in our lives, to make the unseen and the unimagined happen, to hope for the things that are not seen and to bring them into being because we hope for them. And the baptism, as every day of our lives we pray, but in a baptism especially, we're thinking about hoping for the things not seen, hoping for all the good that Freddie will do in his life, all the good that he will give to others, the love he will give, the love he will receive, the way he will take his part in the community, the way he will shine as a light in the world. We are hoping for the things not seen today, the things not seen yet in Freddie, but will be seen in him and are seen in each of us as we live out our lives in the way we are called to do. All this, as I say, is going to be ensured by making Freddie absolutely certain that he is loved. That's something that his parents will be working to ensure already every day of his life and will do as they bring him up, as he becomes a young person, as he grows towards adulthood. And in that echoing phrase from our first reading, it's about enabling him to enjoy the freedom of the glory of the children of God, a freedom we are all called to enjoy, like the birds of the air, like the lilies in the field, but present as ourselves, the human beings God has made us to be, creating us and sustaining us all our days, to enjoy the freedom of the children of God. We pray that for Freddie today. We pray for Katie and for David and for all their family. And we pray that for all of ourselves so that we may enjoy that freedom God has called us to live. Amen.